As your knowledge and your awareness of this unified reality grows, you begin thinking in terms of serving life itself before you think in terms of serving the little self that you experience as your present human identity. This idea of serving life itself before you serve the little self is what I mean by pre-serving. It is not something that you consciously decide. It is a combination of the subconscious choice, the superconscious choice, and the choice of the supraconscious you, that is, the big self. You begin to act a certain way intuitively. You have picked up the signal from the totality of your being and translated it into action even before your conscious mind has had a chance to review all of its data and come to a thought-out decision.
Can you give me an example of what we're talking about here?
Yes. A woman gets up in the middle of the night. She has heard her baby crying. She is exhausted. It has been a long day, and it is about to get longer. But she is not thinking about that now. She is not thinking about anything. She moves swiftly, lovingly, her heart wide open. This is a mother, and there is nothing like it in the universe. Here is a being acting on divine impulse. She is the divine, impulsively expressing itself. She smiles at the baby in her arms, and her smile is not created in her mind. It comes directly from heaven. This is the serving of life by life, through everything in life, before and in advance of any thought about it. This is serving before you even think of serving. It is the kind of thing that you do when you are out of your mind. You are not stuck in your mind about it. You are coming from a different place altogether. This is pre-serving. And it is only through this level of serving that life itself will be preserved in its present form on the earth. And this is what the new spirituality is all about.
Whoa.
Yes, woe indeed. This is a new form of spirituality that emphasizes life itself as the prime value. And this is a form of spirituality that emphasizes opening to the highest levels of consciousness within you, expanding and raising your consciousness to include what you deeply know to be true at the subconscious, superconscious, and the supraconscious level. When you expand your consciousness in this way, you open to all the knowledge centers within you.
But how does one do that? How do I open to the highest levels of consciousness within me?
This is what the new spirituality teaches. It is explained and contained in many books and many programs offered by many teachers. It is a multifaceted process that goes on for a lifetime and can be completed in 1 minute. It is a process that never ends, because the higher the level of consciousness you reach, the higher the levels go.
But right now I'm in the middle of this cycle, and I want to expand my consciousness and open to all the knowledge centers within me. How do I do this? You still haven't told me yet how to expand my consciousness.
As I began to say, the complete answer would fill, has filled, many books. So I will give you the short answer here, with the stipulation that there's much more to it, much more that can be said. The most immediate way for most human beings to expand their consciousness is to become conscious of the fact that they have a consciousness. Having a consciousness is something of which you must become consciously aware. This is called self-awareness, and developing this can be a fairly easy thing. The next 100 times you look at yourself in a mirror or a reflection, do the who meditation.
The who meditation?
Say the word who to yourself 3 times for 10 seconds each time, stretching the oo sound of who. You may do this aloud or silently within. Either way, stare directly at your own eyes in the reflection. Take a deep breath and ask on a single breath 3 times, Who? The question you are posing to yourself is, who is this? Who is this standing before me? Who is this being that I think I am? Who? Who?